they had a very enjoyable lesson. Professor Lupin had brought along a glass box containing a hinky-punk, a little one-legged creature who seemed as though he was made of wisps of smoke, rather frail and harmless-looking. "Lures travellers into bogs," said Professor Lupin, as they took notes. "You notice the lantern dangling from his hand. Hops ahead. People follow the light. Then..." The hinky-punk made a horrible squelching noise against the glass. When the bell rang, everyone gathered up their things and headed for the door, Harry amongst them. But, "Wait a moment, Harry," Lupin called. "I'd like a word." Harry doubled back and watched Professor Lupin covering the hinky-punk's box with a cloth. "I heard about the match," said Lupin, turning back to his desk and starting to pile books into his briefcase. "And I'm sorry about your broomstick. Is there any chance of fixing it?" "No," said Harry. "The tree smashed it to bits." Lupin sighed. "They planted the Whomping Willow the same year that I arrived at Hogwarts. People used to play a game, trying to get near enough to touch the trunk. In the end, a boy called Davy Gudgeon nearly lost an eye, and we were forbidden to go near it. No broomstick would have a chance." "Did you hear about the Dementors, too?" said Harry, with difficulty. Lupin looked at him quickly. "Yes, I did. I don't think any of us have seen Professor Dumbledore that angry.